Okay, this time I set it down on the table.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Be you here, boo. Ben Union. And this is my podcast. And I'm here with Angelica, known to the world as Angelica, but to me and to those who know her, it's Angelica. It's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But people get it wrong all the time.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know why.
It's Angelica. That's the correct pronunciation.
Is it pronunciation or enunciation?
Oh, I thought it was pronunciation.
Is this your LaCroix?
Yes, that's mine.
Where's mine?
See, I came prepared. You told me to be prepared, get all my things.
Well, explain to everybody what this is and how we got here.
The podcast? Talk? Okay, so you came up with the idea. You were thinking of ideas.
Podcast ideas.
Podcast ideas, yeah.
And I was like, you know, it would be so cool to just have random conversations with people on the podcast. Sorry, I burped. It's garlic.
Egg salad. Mm-hmm.
Mexican egg salad. But you had some, so how do you smell it? But it was a burp, so it's already been down in my stomach.
Yeah.
For the visual, but I said, we need a new idea, so I said, random conversations. Yes, perfect. So this is the first random conversations with my wife, Angelica, mm-hmm. who is soon to be mother in, we're looking at December,
mm-hmm.
of our, yes, I was there when it happened. Yes, that's how I understand things.
mm-hmm.
Yes. And now, you know, I'm going to be dad. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a mom, of course. Everything's healthy down there. Hello.
Mm-hmm. She's moving a lot.
It is a she.
It's a
daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what are we going to talk about? You?
You want to talk about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you?
I am a woman.
What is your ethnicity?
I am half Korean.
Korea.
And then half technically Dutch. But my dad grew up in New York, so was born and raised in the United States.
You were born in Panama.
I was born in Panama. Mm-hmm.
And so you had dual citizenship, huh?
Yes, I did.
Until you were
18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to give her up.
I had to pick one.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Chose the U.S.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Much better choice.
I figured. Yes. I figured it was a good choice.
Yeah. You don't want to be enslaved by some dictator.
Right.
Being a country that's falling apart looks uh-huh. like crap.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus I was already here. Just made sense.
Yeah.
I didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, America is pretty cool. So what mm-hmm. in America, it's your job. Because in America, everybody should be working. So what's your job?
I'm a bookkeeper.
The bookkeeper. She's the bookie.
I keep the books.
The bookie for the family.
Mm-hmm.
For the pot.
I keep the books. I don't cook the books.
My father.
Mm-hmm.
cooking. I love cooking.
Uh-huh.
Cooking's fun. So, okay. So you're a bookkeeper. And you like, do you have your own business?
I do.
Okay. So tell the people.
I have my own bookkeeping business.
You don't need to give them a business structure, but what is your business called?
Speakeasy Bookkeeping.
Cool. How can we find you?
You can Google Speakeasy Bookkeeping, or you can find me on Facebook as well. Same name, Speakeasy Bookkeeping.
You're getting quite the amount of clients. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Who's your business coach?
Ben Mira.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That guy?
He's great. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he tells you how to do things.
And he's pretty good looking too.
Yes.
That helps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you feel like going into this motherly chapter of your life?
How do I?
What's happening inside?
Well, she moves a lot. She kicks a lot, which is great. I like that. I like that I can feel her kicking.
And what's happened inside of you? Not physically, but motherly.
Oh, it's so more like emotionally? Emotionally, yeah. How do I feel?
What's going on emotionally?
Well, I feel excited, I think. It's been exciting putting together a list of things for the baby, prepping for that, picking names, imagining what she's going to look like. All the fun things that we enjoy, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. as mothers. And talking to other women that I know. Mm-hmm. Their experiences with their kids and all the fond memories that they have.
What's the last thing about a baby that you learned?
The last thing about a baby that I learned. I think the last thing I learned was that all babies are different. That's the biggest thing. It's what I've heard the most, I would say. So just because someone's baby sleeps on a perfect sleep cycle doesn't necessarily mean that your baby's gonna sleep on a perfect sleep cycle. All those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do I need to know that I don't know?
You should go ask some dads.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
But give me something that I don't know that I need to know. Like, what's part of my job gonna be?
Helping me, probably.
Right, but about the baby.
About the baby.
The bambini.
Well, I think that'll probably differ between couples. So there, for one couple, it might be one thing. So I think ways in which you could probably help me is do laundry. Like if I'm just overwhelmed with changing diapers and feedings and things like that, I think that'd be a huge way that you could help me.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that. And you already cook.
I've always done a little. You know, I've been known to do a little cooking, you know?
Yeah. You're a great cook.
I do what I can.
That's a huge thing.
What's your favorite thing that I cook?
Pasta.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The pasta. What kind?
Oh, I don't think you've made a bad pasta dish. In all the years that I've known you and all the years that we've been married, I don't think that... And it's been... You've had white sauces, red sauces, cream sauces.
White wine sauces. Oil sauces. Butter sauces.
Mm-hmm. Light sauces. Heavy sauces. Meat sauces. Veggie sauces. All of it's been good.
Oh, yeah.
Different pasta. We've done baked
pasta.
Yes.
Yeah. Steamed pasta. Mm-hmm. Pot stickers, which is basically stuffed pasta. I love it. I start talking like this when I start talking about pasta and cooking. And if we were to open a restaurant someday, would it be Hobbit food? Which, when I say Hobbit food, I'm thinking, you know, meat and potatoes and 24-ounce beer mugs and mead and cheersing and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like roast meats. You guys, I remember visiting Ireland, and in Ireland, they was they do the big lunch.
What's happening?
And the big lunch is a roast meat. Roast meats. And you had a choice of ham, bird. Or beef.
That sounds great.
And they're all roasted. And I like them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Bakes. Aye, shishai. See, that's what they all thought. It's crazy talking to them like that. You know? Like, aye, shishai. Like, what a stupid American. So, anyway, so should we open an Italian restaurant and cook Italian crap? Or should we open a Hobbit food restaurant, like UK British Fair pub?
Yes, are you asking me?
Yeah, what should we do?
I don't know, we've had this conversation, I don't know how many times.
Should we do both at once?
Fantasize about this, yeah.
The Irish Italian.
We could do both of them really well.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm, it'd be so good.
The Irish Italian corner.
Oh man.
Maybe in the winter months? Level. Oh my God,
What if we did a split
level? Oh my God, two restaurants at the same time.
That would become our lives.
Oh my God.
We'd probably live there.
Wouldn't that be crazy? To open two restaurants right next to one another.
Uh-huh. Just completely different types of food.
Completely different types of food.
Atmospheres.
Oh my God, that'd be incredible. We should do it.
Oh, we'd sell it.
But it would turn into our lives. So we would probably end up living there.
Yeah, I don't want that right now.
No, me neither.
Maybe when we have like millions in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if we just became investors into an idea? So what if we weren't the ones cooking and managing, but we owned and were part of the
developing the culture
and the vision of it.
And the vision and the culture. So we were
the fun
we
part.
Were producing it.
Yes, we'd be producing, which we're really good at doing. So, and I think we would. Yeah, I think that would be fun because then that's the creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, cooking and everything like that. That's also really creative and decorating, but doing more big picture things. I think would be fun.
Yeah, but the big picture though, you know, you got to do details too.
Well, I'm
so
great at details.
We could, okay, yeah. Okay, because I'm not great, but I'm working on it, on details.
But you're great at vision.
Pretty good at details, though, too, if it comes down to it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I notice greasy things. I notice when the paint's bad. I notice when
the
paint job.
Actually,
bad. I notice when things are cheap.
You do.
I notice when things have been done right, uh-huh. And I appreciate nice things.
You do notice details, sometimes details that I miss. Actually, mm-hmm. And me being the detailed person,
I noticed, you know, I have a dream car.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that dream car is?
I do.
What is it?
A G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon. Mm-hmm. And then what's that follow-up, though, that I talk about a lot?
Oh, a truck. Is it a Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Ford truck?
Ford what?
Bronco.
Yeah. Ford Bronco.
That was a good hint. We'd be great at charades. We should play.
And so what's your dream vehicle?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really have a dream vehicle. I do love Range Rovers.
Range Rovers.
I do.
Okay.
Range Rovers. Okay. I like SUV type vehicles. I don't like super small cars.
Yeah, you're an SUV woman.
I'm an SUV woman. I like practical things. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to have a car that can tow around stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big on the freeway.
Mm-hmm. I love big cars. Mm-hmm. Stay out of my way. Mm-hmm. I'm big.
I'm big.
You drive like that, then you get out, the guy's like 2 feet tall.
Uh-huh. Hey!
So give some business advice. Let's keep it quick. We'll wrap it up here, folks.
Okay, so business advice. Well, gosh.
Like, give a good, solid piece of... People are intimidated by the word business.
Like starting a business.
Or starting a business. It's a big word.
Okay, well, I guess my advice would be...
Well, hold on. Let me set it a little better. You just keep thinking about that.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
No, but people think that it's... I remember what I thought was... It was very much a word I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand money.
Mm-hmm.
So that intimidated me. So I never worried about it. But you know, money will treat you like you treat money. So if you're... If you neglect it, it'll neglect you. If you spend it frivolously, it will spend you frivolously. If you treat it with respect and honor, and you're a good steward of it, then it will return to you. Hand over fist. You'll always be taken care of. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get out of it what you put into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's like money. So money is one aspect of business, but really you don't have to be a CFO. You don't have to even do the accounting. You pay people to do the money.
Mm-hmm.
You, as the business owner, create a culture and a... system of value that you can consistently, effectively deliver to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about understanding money or numbers. Anyways, what is business like to you, and what was it like when you first got in? It's an intimidating word to people.
It is intimidating, and I was very intimidated to start. But I guess that would be my first piece of advice, is to not be intimidated. It's not, it sounds a lot scarier than what it is. And I think something that helped me is to really break down what I needed to get done by tasks. So you have a goal in mind, kind of where do you see yourself? Where do you see the business going? Maybe you have a number in your head of what kind of money you would like to see come in by a certain time frame. You know, however you want to envision it. And then you just start at the very beginning. You just start at the very basics. So getting a lot, if your business, the type of business that you want to get into, requires a license or some sort of permitting, making sure that you've got that set. Setting up the actual business with the state and with the city to make sure that everything is good to go there. And all this stuff you can find out. So obviously we didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this stuff when I was first starting out, but you ask the question, okay, what do I need to do to start off with? And then you go and you find out who knows that information, or you go to the website. Actually, a lot of what I did was call the state and the city and ask them, I'm starting this type of business. It's a service type of business. What do I need to have in place to be legal?
And
really?
So that was what was difficult to you.
Intimidating. That was intimidating.
Setting it up.
And I think that is for a lot of people. Just like, oh, you don't want to deal with the state. You don't want to deal with the city.
So what is doing business? Define doing business.
Doing business.
In a concise and as concise as possible.
Okay.
Like, what is business? When you're doing business with someone?
Well, I guess you're providing either a service or a product for a price. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's as concise as I can get it.
Mm-hmm. You're providing value for money in exchange for value.
Yes.
In exchange for value.
Value in exchange for value.
And the more that you know about something, the more valuable you are in that thing.
Right. And so I guess another thing too is to not be intimidated by the things that you don't know, because somebody out there knows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an answer. So as long as you have a question, you can find the answer.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time.
And you'll probably have to pay for the answer.
Yep.
Oftentimes.
Yep.
But then you can make money from knowing the answer.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think about working mothers?
What do I think about working mothers?
Yeah.
If you're a working mother, great. I think so much of it is dependent upon the individual. So some moms I know don't work at all. Their job is to be a stay-at-home mom and provide for the family in that way. And that's great. That's a lot of work. I've seen them do it. And then other moms go back to work part-time. And
so what are you going to do?
I'm going to be working from home. So I'm going to be a business owner. I'm going to continue my business.
So you will work like how many hours a month?
Oh, I think...
How many hours a week?
It's probably just a few hours a week.
Like what's a few?
Like 3 hours.
3 hours a week?
Maybe. If that. I would say if that.
Yeah, with your current amount of clients.
Yeah.
With your ideal work week, how are you going to be a mother and a working and a breadwinner?
Well, we're going to find out a lot of this stuff once the baby gets here and we are solely just doing my business.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what's your conviction on it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess prioritizing is important. So my family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage comes first, and then my family. My taking care of my kids and making sure that everything is good there, and then I am attentive as a mother, and I'm providing what I need to provide as a mother and as a wife. So those are the two priorities.
You should see how she's looking at me right now. She's like, this is how it's going to be.
No, I'm just, but I think it is good to prioritize, because if you don't do it ahead of time, it will be really convoluted if you get into the middle of it. So I've prioritized ahead of time. I've got my marriage, and then I've got kids, family.
Mm-hmm.
Those need to be taken care of. And if work starts to get into the way of that, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, I don't know, I need to cut back on work somehow. Maybe I need to drop a client. Maybe I need to hire an employee, whatever it may be.
But people would say, well, you're going to lose money.
Yeah. Well, then at that point, you just have to decide what do you value most. So as much as you can value money, that's not the most important thing to me. My time is much more valuable, and that's time spent with family included in that. And time spent with my husband.
Come on.
Yes.
I like that. Good. So you're not, are you a feminist?
No, I would say that I'm not a feminist. By the definition that we currently view it as today in our culture.
Are you a masochist?
No.
Are you a sadist?
No.
Sometimes. Yes, ma'am. Well, thanks for talking today, babe. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be back on for another talk.
Yeah, that was great.
And how do you find it? I'll throw this one. How do you find such a good man as you found me? How do you find one?
How do I find one?
How do all the single ladies find a good dude?
God gave me to you.
God gave you to me. Were you and praying? God,
you know, I was. I did pray.
Did you pray?
I did pray.
Wow.
Not necessarily for... It was a very general prayer, and it wasn't necessarily for, Lord, give me a man, a good man. Though that's fine prayer. That's fine. I know women who pray like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was praying for answers in my life in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked in.
The answer.
The answer. You walked in out of nowhere with answers.
Crazy. My crazy hair.
And your crazy hair.
And so chicks, just what do they got to do? Pray to the universe?
Well, that's not necessarily what I would say, but for me, it was praying to God, and I do believe that's important. And I also believe that it is important to seek advice and wisdom from trusted resources.
Not from your parents who have a horrible marriage.
Yeah.
Just like you would go, they love you. They love you.
Yeah.
But you never go to certain people for certain advice, even if they love you.
Right.
It's like going to, you know, Uncle Glenn. Joey's Uncle Glenn. For, like, money advice. You'd be like, okay, no, I'm not going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you might go to, you know, Bob Proctor for money advice. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Or Dave Ramsey. Yeah.
I think it is.
It's important where you get information, what information you listen to.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
As far as finding a good man?
Yeah, or a woman.
I don't know anything about the Tinder world, but I hear a lot about it. It seems to be pretty prevalent nowadays, but I would say that it doesn't seem like the best place, but again, I don't know anything about it, so I've never
People looking in the wrong places.
People looking in the wrong places.
Think about where you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking in the gutter for a diamond, most of the time it's not going to be there.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it might be one off chance, maybe one in a million kind of thing, but it's not the trend.
Not a bunch of diamonds laying around.
Yeah.
In gutters.
Yeah, yeah. Typically.
Too many homeless people walking around these days.
Wouldn't you love that if there were just diamonds filled gutters everywhere?
It'd be great if it rained diamonds. They're like, this region, you know, it's a good chance you'll get a diamond shower on your house. All right, y'all. Well, we'll talk more about more things. Hasta. Much love. Peace out.